Welcome back to the show, everyone. I know we usually stick to local stuff happening right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
But a bunch of you sent in some international news stories, so
Yeah.
we're kind of taking a different turn with this deep dive. Today, we're diving into a world on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you turn on the news,
It seems like.
it seems like another country is teetering on the brink.
It's true. There's a lot happening globally right now,
Yeah.
and it can be a little overwhelming to
Oh,
me.
absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I
It's a
know.
lot. But it got me thinking, can we even talk about think and act locally when
Right.
the world feels like it's falling apart? Like, are these global events really impacting us here in Southeast Texas?
That's a great question. And honestly,
Yeah.
what seems like a distant conflict can actually have these ripple effects,
Right.
that can impact our economy, our security, even our community right here.
Wow.
Let's take the situation in Gaza, for example.
Okay, so Gaza headlines say there's a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but the reports coming out of Gaza are still pretty grim.
Yeah, the situation is incredibly fragile. We're seeing reports of dozens of Palestinians killed
Oh, wow.
since the so-called ceasefire, and over 200 journalists
Oh, my goodness.
lost their lives during the conflict.
Those numbers are staggering.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier that experts like Paul R. Pillar are skeptical about this ceasefire lasting. Isn't the Likud party already talking about a return to fighting?
Yeah.
What does that even mean for people in Gaza who are just trying to rebuild their lives?
Well, the Likud party is a major political force in Israel,
Right?
and their statement suggests a significant portion of the Israeli government views this ceasefire as temporary.
Oh, wow.
Pillar, who is a former CIA officer and a respected voice on Middle Eastern politics, argues that the underlying issues just haven't been addressed.
Yeah.
He predicts we'll see another eruption of violence within a year or two
A year or two.
if things don't change. And for the people of Gaza, that
Yeah.
means living with this constant uncertainty and fear. Imagine trying to rebuild your home knowing it could be destroyed again tomorrow.
It's hard to even imagine.
Yeah.
And rebuilding is going to take a massive effort, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sources mentioned global aid, but can that really make a dent given the scale of destruction we're seeing?
Rebuilding Gaza isn't just about bricks and mortar. It's about rebuilding lives, communities, entire systems.
Wow.
The World Health Organization estimates it'll take at least $10 billion
$10 billion.
over the next 5 to 7 years just to get their healthcare system back on its feet.
Oh my goodness.
That's on top of the need for infrastructure, housing, economic development.
So even if the fighting stops, the impact is going to be felt for years, maybe decades.
Exactly. And it highlights how interconnected we all are. This conflict might feel far away,
Right.
but it has the potential to destabilize the entire region, impact global energy markets, trade routes, things that could eventually trickle down and affect prices even here in Texas.
So it's not just about the immediate humanitarian crisis.
Right.
There's this whole ripple effect that we need to be aware of.
Right. Exactly.
And speaking of global ripples, these tensions between the US and UK on one side and Russia and China on the other are getting pretty intense.
Yeah.
We're seeing accusations of sabotage against that TurkStream gas pipeline, sanctions flying back and forth, even talk of banning TikTok. What's the real story here?
There's definitely a lot of finger pointing going on right now, particularly around the pipeline.
Right.
If those accusations of sabotage prove true, it could represent a serious escalation.
No.
But beyond that one incident, we're seeing a broader power struggle playing out. The US and UK are trying to maintain their global dominance while Russia and China are pushing back,
Yeah.
trying to assert themselves on the world stage.
Right.
Sanctions are their weapon of choice, and they can have a real impact on global trade and economies.
Okay, so sanctions, explain that to me. Like, I'm, well, someone living right here in Deer Park, how could that actually affect my life?
Well, think back to that microchip shortage a few years back.
Yeah.
Remember how hard it was to get certain electronics or even cars?
Okay.
That was a taste of what can happen when global supply chains get disrupted. These sanctions targeting Russia and China are even more far-reaching, and they could easily lead to shortages and price hikes on everything from gas to groceries. And it's not just consumer goods. The sanctions also target these key industries and technologies, which could really slow down innovation and make it harder for businesses to operate internationally. We're already seeing companies pulling out of Russia and China,
Yeah.
and that has a ripple effect on jobs, investments, the whole global economic ecosystem.
So even if we don't feel the pinch at the grocery store right away, This could have long-term consequences for our economy.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that we're not immune to global forces.
Right.
These decisions made by governments and corporations on the other side of the world can have very real impact on our lives right here.
Okay, so we've got the conflict in Gaza, rising tensions between global superpowers. And it's not just those big players making headlines.
Yeah.
You sent in some articles about some unexpected upheavals in other parts of the world, too.
Yeah.
What's going on in South Korea, for example?
Well, South Korea's political scene is a bit of a roller coaster right now.
Really?
Their President Yoon was just arrested on corruption charges.
Wow.
And there's even talk of potentially releasing the previous president who was impeached a few years back.
Oh, wow.
On top of that, the South Korean military is considering recruiting foreigners
really
to bolster their defenses against China.
Recruiting foreigners, that's a pretty drastic move.
Mm-hmm.
What's driving that decision?
Well, there's a growing sense of unease in South Korea about China's increasing military power and assertiveness in the region.
Uh-huh.
They're also facing a demographic challenge with a shrinking population.
Oh, right.
And a smaller pool of potential recruits. So they're kind of looking for outside help to maintain their military strength.
I see. So even though it's on the other side of the world, we can see how these global power dynamics are playing out in these really unexpected ways. Speaking about expected, what about Sudan? That conflict has been simmering for a while now, hasn't it?
The situation in Sudan is heartbreaking. The conflict has escalated with reports of troops from a newly formed joint force being killed.
Oh, no.
The U.S. responded by blacklisting the Sudanese army chief, which essentially freezes any assets he might have in the U.S.
Yeah.
And prohibits American companies from doing business with him.
Right.
It's a way of trying to exert pressure and isolate him, but it's unclear how effective it'll be.
So it sounds like a really volatile situation with no easy answers. We've got instability in South Korea, escalating violence in Sudan, and those rising tensions between global superpowers.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
It can feel like the world is just spinning out of control.
It's easy to get overwhelmed by the constant barrage of bad news. But it's important to remember that these aren't just abstract events happening on a screen. They're impacting real people's lives in very real, very human ways.
Yes, absolutely. One of the articles you sent in really brought that home for me. It was a piece by Adil Awad about the trauma children in Gaza are experiencing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just heartbreaking to think about what they've gone through.
Awad's piece is incredibly powerful. She talks about children who have witnessed unimaginable violence, who have lost loved ones, who are living with this constant fear and uncertainty.
Yeah.
Their childhoods have been stolen.
Right.
Their futures irrevocably altered.
It's hard to even fathom that level of suffering.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, what can we even do about it?
Right.
What can we do from here in Southeast Texas when these problems feel so big and so far away?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's easy to feel powerless in the face of these global crises.
Right.
But I think there's a danger in letting that feeling paralyze us.
Okay.
Even small actions can make a difference, especially when we act collectively.
I like that, refusing to be paralyzed. So what kind of actions are we talking about? What can we do to make a difference from right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena?
Well, first and foremost, we need to stay informed.
So?
We need to understand the complexities of these issues and the connections between what's happening globally and the impact it has locally.
Right. Understanding the issues so we can be more than just passive observers.
Wow.
But what about concrete actions? What can we do to actually make a difference?
We can support organizations working on the ground in these conflict zones, providing humanitarian aid and advocating for peace. We can contact our elected officials and let them know that we care about these issues and expect them to prioritize diplomacy and peaceful solutions.
Okay, so those are actions focused on the specific conflicts.
Right.
But I'm also thinking about your earlier point about the interconnectedness of all these events.
Mm-hmm.
How can we address the bigger picture, the global power dynamics and economic systems that are contributing to these problems?
That's where things get even more complex. But we can start by looking at our own choices as consumers.
Okay.
We can support businesses that prioritize ethical sourcing and fair labor practices. We can reduce our reliance on products and resources that come from conflict zones or are produced in ways that harm the environment or exploit workers.
So even those everyday choices we make can have an impact. It's not about being perfect, but about being conscious and making informed decisions whenever possible.
Exactly. And remember, we're not alone in this. There are people all over the world who are working for peace, justice, and a more sustainable future.
Yeah.
By connecting with those movements, by amplifying their voices, by supporting their efforts, We can be part of a global network for positive change.
I love that idea, connecting with like-minded people and organizations to create a ripple effect of positive change.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with saving the world, let's bring it back to our local context.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that these global events can have a very real impact on our community here in Southeast Texas.
Yeah.
Can you give us some specific examples?
Well, we've already talked about the potential economic impacts like rising prices and supply chain disruptions, but there are other ways these global events can affect us. For example, the conflict in Gaza and the tensions in the Middle East could lead to increased security measures and surveillance here at home.
Right.
We might see more military presence in our communities, more checkpoints, more restrictions on our freedoms in the name of safety.
That's a sobering thought. It's a reminder that these conflicts are not just happening over there.
Right.
They can have very real consequences for our lives right here.
Exactly. And it's not just about the negative impacts.
Right.
These global events can also create opportunities for us to come together as a community and support one another.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So how can we as residents of Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena prepare for these potential challenges and seize these opportunities? What concrete steps can we take to think and act locally in the face of a world on fire?
That's a great question, and I think it leads us perfectly into our next segment where we'll delve into some specific actions we can take right here in our community.
Okay, so we've talked about the global challenges, the ripple effects that can reach our doorstep here in Southeast Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the need to stay informed and engaged.
Right.
But what does that look like in practice?
Yeah.
How can we move beyond awareness and into action?
That's where the think and act locally part comes in. We might not be able to single-handedly solve the conflict in Gaza.
Right.
Or rewrite global economic policies, but we can make a difference.
Yeah.
Right here in our own community.
So what are some tangible steps we can take? What does acting locally look like in the face of all of these global challenges?
Well, one of the most important things we can do is build resilience within our own community.
Okay.
That means strengthening our local networks, supporting our neighbors, and creating systems of mutual aid so we can rely on each other when times get tough.
That makes a lot of sense. If we have a strong, interconnected community, we're better equipped to weather any storm, whether it's a global economic crisis or a natural disaster.
Exactly.
What are some practical ways we can build that resilience?
There are so many ways to get involved. We can volunteer with local organizations that are addressing the needs of our community, whether it's food insecurity, access to healthcare, or educational support.
Yeah.
We can participate in neighborhood watch programs and community safety initiatives.
Right.
We can even just make an effort to get to know our neighbors and build relationships.
Those are all great ideas, and they highlight something really important. We don't need to wait for a crisis to start building community. We can start right now today.
Absolutely. And the more we invest in building a strong local network, the better prepared we'll be to face whatever challenges come our way. It's about creating a safety net, a sense of belonging, a community that can support each other through thick and thin.
I love that. It's about shifting our focus from fear and anxiety to action and empowerment.
Exactly.
It's about recognizing that even in a world that feels chaotic and unpredictable, we have the power to create positive change right here in our own backyard.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe those ripples of positive change will spread outward, inspiring others to do the same in their own communities.
Yeah.
Imagine the impact we could have if every neighborhood, every town, every city embrace this idea of think and act locally.
It's an inspiring vision. And it reminds us that even though the world feels increasingly interconnected, we still have the power to make a difference right here at home. Thanks for diving into these complex issues with us today. For our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, remember to check out our website for ways to get involved in your community. And if you find value in what we do, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.